Previously on Corporate Homie.
Expedia is not your friend, nor is Travelocity.
Your face should be bare in the air.
I'm looking crazy still sitting in my suit trying to take my jacket off.
I might be at the pool, outlining an episode of Corporate Homie.
How many pair of panties does she have?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
being balanced and busy, not always just booked and busy.
Busy is not a badge of honor.
You can do anything, but you cannot do everything. What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo.
So today's episode, I'm really excited about because there's been all this sort of, you know, talk on in the world now about, you know, being booked and busy. You know, I can't. I'm so booked. And I think that we are starting to glorify being busy and confusing that with actually being productive.
Yes, busy is not a badge of honor.
Right. So we need to stop this glorifying business. And so
I feel like every time you talk to people, say, "Oh my God, I'm so busy."
Right.
I always want to say, like, we're all busy, but are you being productive?
Right. And are you balanced? Should you even actually be that busy? So this is about being balanced and busy, not always just booked and busy.
Like bad and bougie.
Bad and bougie. Bad.
Bounce and busy.
Exactly.
Bounce.
When I was preparing for this, I started thinking about, and I don't remember who I heard say this, but it was like, I think it was Ginger Busby when I was a first year summer associate. She said, "You can do anything, but you cannot do everything."
Right. I love that.
Right. And so I just wanted to say before we jumped into the tips, if you're not sure if you're the person that's sort of glorifying busyness, these were three things I thought for myself that I have to check myself on when I know I'm getting too just busy for busy's sake. You are forgetting things even when they're on your calendar. You are having to arrive at everything late. And need to leave everything early.
And everybody hates that person. You got there late, and then you're like, okay, well, I got to skedaddle, you know, to the next event. One of my good friends that I went through Leadership Tampa with that does business coaching, Debbie Lumberg, and I know she listens to the podcast. Hey, Debbie. And she says, like, you know, when you RSVP, you don't say, "I'm going to stop by there." She said, you're either attending or you're not attending. You're not, like, doing a drive-by, right?
I think that's right. And it's like, at some point, you have to pick. Like, you have decided to go to this event, which means you can't go to another event. So you should have three things on Saturday morning, four things on Saturday afternoon. And the last thing I had for sort of understanding if you're glorifying busyness is you can't remember the last time you actually sat down. Like, you never actually sit down. You're moving from one thing to one thing to one thing to one thing till you fall out at night.
Right. Good point. That's a good place to intro before you start talking about
tips to be balanced. So what's your first tip to be balanced?
Focus on attending activities that make you happy. Activities and events that make you happy. I find that when I am busy and I'm not balanced, I'm at a bunch of things that I don't really enjoy. And I understand that that's the nature of some of the things that we have to do professionally, but particularly in the evenings and on the weekends, unless it truly is business development, I don't mean quasi business development, you should be focusing on activities that actually make you happy and not things out of obligation, which means now that I might miss your baby shower. I might miss your birthday dinner if we're not that close, right? So focus on activities and things that actually make you happy.
I love that. And I basically had the same point, except for I had prioritized. And so it was basically the same thing. And so we're right on the money with that. I said, you can't prioritize if you don't know what's important to you. And so, you know, you kind of need to, your top three things that it's going what you're saying that make you happy, right? Or that are important. And for me, that's, you know, time with family, earning money to support myself, and then practicing self-care. So if things are not falling in one of those categories right now, I'm literally like, it's not a priority. And so that could cause me to miss it, right? Because which is the happiness, what you're saying, right, to go into those things. Right.
And I know we talk a lot about this, you know, boundaries and whatnot, but please don't be this person, because I find that these people get under my skin. I am all about people having boundaries. I'm not all about people telling me what their boundaries are, right? I find that to be super disrespectful. You know, that's not what I want to do during my birthday month. You know, blah, 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 blah. Just say, no, thank you. You don't need to get into all of that.
I find you don't have to say, I'm unable to go to your baby shower because I'm practicing self-care. Yeah. I have boundaries.
Yeah, no, that's not what I want to do. I feel like you're putting you're giving it the finger on top of your no, right? And I just don't think that you need to do that.
That's not necessary.
That's fine to do in your head, right? But that should not be articulated verbally.
Right, like you can't, like you said, I'm not going to that because one of my priorities is time with friends and family.
And you're not that important to me.
That's right.
Because that's what you're saying. Yes.
I totally agree. Yeah. Right, they don't have to be announced.
Right.
You can protect your energy and your boundaries
without telling people that. Yeah.
Yes. My next one was plan. You want to be balanced, you have to plan. Go ahead and schedule the activities and tasks on your calendar, because sometimes if you just looked, even if you said, okay, I would like to go to, I've got to go to work, I've got to go to, you know, this, like you said, if you look at your whole week and you say, I need to go to this work thing after work, this, and then I have a baby shower and then such and such. But if you actually laid that all out and looked at it, sometimes you would think, oh my goodness, that's too much. And then you can start
you're pulling back,
ruthlessly prioritizing, right? But you have to plan it out and stop looking at things in just one block of, oh, they're having, you know, a dinner for so-and-so's birthday, I'm free on Friday, without looking at what your whole week looked like and what your Saturday and Sunday look like, because maybe that is time for you to just to be at home on Friday night now.
So this is something that I've gotten a lot better with in the last, say, year. Is I used to be notorious for, if you asked me to do something on Thursday at 6 o'clock, that's the time slot I looked at. And if I was free, I said yes. Now that I do that, I find that I'm much happier, because I will say to myself, no, I haven't played golf in a month and I want to play golf. And so I'm not going to be able to do that, instead of looking up. And it takes me into my next tip, which is own your day and don't let the day own you. Right. And you can't do that if you're not planning, if you're not looking at the big picture. If I know for Abeba and I, we actually will sit down and say, like, okay, when are we going to spend time together as a couple this week? Right. What do you have going on? So Sundays we kind of sit around and say, okay, I've got something Wednesday night, Thursday night. Okay. All right. Well, Saturday, don't make plans. We're hanging together. Right. Because if you don't do that, you can look up and it'll be 2-3 weeks and you really haven't gotten any time in with the people that you love. You might be with them, but you're with them at an activity, not like that quality time that you want, right? Yeah.
So what you're saying, I love it, is like, usually what's not scheduled doesn't get done. So make sure you schedule time for your family, for your significant others, for your friends, for your hobbies, for your self-care, and make sure they are scheduled. Not necessarily hard schedule, but that they are factored into your schedule like everything else. So if you don't know when you're going to have a moment to sit down and talk to your significant other and see how their week is going, you need to figure out when you're going to do that in your
week. And it's not just for the people who have kids. You can look up and you can go 3 weeks and you literally haven't gotten any good time, quality time, either with the kids or your significant other. You haven't seen your girlfriends or your guy friends. You know, you haven't done anything fun that you like to do, because the days are owning you. You're not owning the days.
I love that. That takes me into my next point, which is you have to delegate. You'll never have a balanced life that's not overrun if you try to do everything yourself. So at some point, to be balanced and, you know, and still be productive, you're going to have to identify things that don't require your personal attention and delegate them. So for me, that looks like a housekeeper that comes twice a month to clean the house and do the laundry. That looks like using Amazon to order household items. So that reduces the number of errands that I have to run. That's how some of those things look like for me. For someone else who actually does have children or is married, they or have a partner, that might mean getting your partner to like split up the schedule. Like, you go to these games, I go to these games, so, or more partner participation in household chores or things like that. Because, you know, once you have a partner, you should think of it as a team sport. So you should be addressing the household task as a team.
Yeah, and this is something that our mom was fantastic at. When you consider that we were a family of five, three kids, very active kids. I mean, we, at any time, I think we were three sports, band, choir, junior usher board, junior choir, you name it. But, you know, there
right.
was a big
group at church,
yeah, there was a big family calendar. And my mother used to joke, if your activity is not on the calendar, no one's going to help you get there, right? There were no, oh, I forgot to tell you, we got this field trip. Like, you're just going to miss that. And, you know, I love that thing about delegation. And what I had as a tip, which is basically the same thing, I said, use your team. I know so many people that are not using their team, even their team at home. So they're like, and for some people, they don't know how to insert themselves and get in there and help, right? So you have to say like, okay, I need your help with this. I'm going to go grocery shopping, and can you go do these things? Or can you go do, you know, this, that, and the other? A lot of people, especially family members, may not know how to pitch in. Or, as you mentioned, Demetria, that the dynamic has been set up historically where they don't do things. And you have to say, like, okay, I'm overwhelmed. I'm trying to get more balance. Just like you get to go to the gym. You know, Michelle Obama talks about this, where she's had her mom come over at 5 o'clock in the morning so she'd get back into working out, right? So she, when the kids were small. So you've got to learn to use your team. Yeah. So,
I love that.
My next tip is really more advice than a tip, which is that all this takes practice. These are not things that you're going to start doing one time. It's just like any other muscle memory. You have to do it repeatedly. So you've got to practice. So you got to practice saying no thank you to the things that don't make you happy. You got to practice telling your spouse, I need you to help with this, that, and the other. You've got to practice delegating things to the folks that you work with, or using the outside apps, and not run around and buying toilet paper at Target and having it delivered. So practice, because these are not things.
I love that. You can't go to your line sister's daughter's graduation party when you don't know that child.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you can just, you know, you can still show up for people. I guess what I love to say is you can still show up for people without being present.
Yeah. Hello, somebody. Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
So there's still ways to show up for people without actually giving your personal time. And if you start thinking of your time like you thought of your money, I think we would all be better about how we spent it. My very last tip is avoid distractions.
Mm-hmm.
So to be completely balanced, you, and this goes sort of what you're saying about having to practice saying no, you just have to avoid distractions. Distractions are completely the biggest way to influence your productivity in any area of your life. If you're trying to be, you know, more spiritual, if you're trying to be more balanced at work, like, then you, and the things that I think that are, I'll speak for myself, that can be the biggest distractions is too much talking on the phone at unplanned times, like letting someone just call that, you know, this is the time you were supposed to be cooking dinner, or this is the time you were supposed to be spending with your kids, but yet you're picking up the phone when your cousin calls or when your girlfriend calls. But you should be like, nope, 7 to 9 is family time. So I don't pick the phone up. I don't answer the phone at unplanned times, or not watching random TV. Like, schedule when you're going to watch TV. I'm going to watch TV from here to here. But just sort of avoiding the things that tend to be time sucks. And, of course, playing on social media.
Right.
Just on your phone, and you looked up and you've been playing around on Facebook and Instagram for 40 minutes, right. 35 minutes.
That's why I love that the iPhone now tells you if your screen time is up or down, right? And like, I want mine to be down every week, right? I want it to be down. And right. I love that, because what that's about is being present, right? Is being present in the moment. I found that I was more consistent with my gym workouts now that I basically watch TV on my iPad at the gym. So, like I said, one of my treats for being able to watch The Housewives or whatever is I do it at the gym. Because just that hour of not laying around on the couch watching it, even if you're walking, you're still doing something that's, you know, giving you that balance. You know, I heard this quote to your point that said that busyness disrupts productivity.
It does. Right. And so every time you fill your day with some task, you know, you're keeping yourself. So I guess I would end with this thought, you know, protect your energy, not just your time. So it's not enough just to have your boundaries. You also have to defend them by the way you spend your time. So you can know that, oh, my family's important. But if you look up and at the end of the week, you haven't spent any time with your kids, then how much, you know, then you want your time to reflect your
priorities.
Right,
and there's nothing worse than going to something that you really didn't want to go to in the first place. It takes up a bunch of time that you didn't even have fun at. You're like, well, that was a waste. Like you said, now I'm away from my...
Or it didn't make you money. Because if you're not going to have fun, it should be making you money.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. So hopefully you guys have reevaluated the homies of, you know, taking this, as I started the episode by saying, taking this busyness as some type of, you know, badge of honor. And now look at more being balanced, and instead of just like, I'm busy, I'm out here getting it. You know, everybody is like, you know, thinks that that's some kind of like, no, you want to have balance. Like, who is my, as our dad says, nobody wants to go to somebody's funeral and they say, she sure was busy, right?
That's not exactly what is that
person. You don't want to be that person at all. So, thank you for listening. If you have any show topics that you would like to hear, feel free to email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. If we are still taking speaking engagements for the rest of 19 and also already starting a book for 2020, you want us to come, feel free to email us at info@corporatehomie.com.
And you can find us on all things social at Corporate Homie. And then, of course, we would love if you would drop us a review if you find our podcast helpful. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.